Hey, everybody, what do we make of the absolute betrayal this weekend that happened in Congress? Mike Johnson doing this in the name of God? Wait till I tell you his fundraising appeal. He says he's doing all this in the name of God. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or a college chapter today at tpusa.com. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. What type of government do we have? We are told that we have a representative form of government, a constitutional republic. For those of you that watch the show, you know that I have right here every single day the United States Constitution, our Turning Point USA version, mind you. Don't worry, we don't change any words. Embedded in this document is a contract. It's a contract that starts with "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. To ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." Now, allegedly, the people are the sovereign in this country. That you give your power to a representative that goes to D.C. and votes on your behalf. That your will is somehow reflected in the legislative priorities in Washington, D.C. What happened this last weekend was repulsive. It was repulsive legislatively. It was repulsive from a policy perspective. It was repulsive from a moral standpoint. But I want to start with a major concern that I have, which is the sustainability of our republic. We do not have a representative form of government any longer. We have something else. You can try to come up with a term for it. I think oligarchy is probably the closest. But the form of government is not representative. The vast majority of Americans do not want more money to send to Ukraine. They want to see this war ended. They want to see a peace deal. The vast majority of Americans, regardless of political party, want to see the southern border secure. They don't want to see us continue borrowing money. The American people are fired up about what happened this last weekend. They're flying Ukrainian flags on the House floor, which should be illegal, by the way, to fly a foreign flag on the floor of the U.S. Congress while our own country is disintegrating. But this one piece of tape summarizes the fault line in D.C. better than anything else. Understand that the problem with Washington, D.C. is there's far too much agreement, not disagreement. Do you hear me? There is far too much agreement, not disagreement. We're told that DC is so broken and divided. That's all performative. In reality, DC works better than ever before for the elite technocrats, for the oligarchs. This last weekend, Speaker Mike Johnson made a decision. Speaker Mike Johnson made a decision to accelerate Joe Biden's foreign aid bill, to rush it through the House, forsaking the 72-hour rule, going and siding with Democrats on passing of the rule. With zero wins on the southern border, Mike Johnson decided to double and triple down on a lie that he told me privately and publicly, that there will be no Ukraine funding without border security. Well, we have no border security. He abandoned all of his leverage. This is after he decided that the Fourth Amendment doesn't matter anymore. This is after that he said the founding fathers were wrong about privacy protections. Now, if you go to any U.S. citizen and ask them about Ukraine, chances are they'll say, yeah, I think we're spending too much money. We should probably focus on the homeland. We should secure our border. And we should put America first. That transcends political lines, believe it or not. That is not a right-wing talking point. But understand that the power center in D.C., they thrive on agreement, not disagreement. They might shout at each other over abortion. They might shout at each other over guns. But that's all theatrics. When it comes down to what really matters, protecting big corporations, keeping our borders wide open, and relentlessly invading foreign countries and funding wars that have nothing to do with us, D.C. finds harmony. Representative from Oklahoma, Tom Cole, went on CBS Face the Nation. And he paints a completely different picture. If you go to a local GOP meeting right now, regardless if it's in Worcester, Massachusetts, Duluth, Minnesota, or Flagstaff, Arizona, they're fired up right now on Speaker Johnson. They're fired up with Republicans. Why don't you represent me? Why don't you fight for me? But the opposite is true amongst the members of the House. Tom Cole puts it perfectly. He says that there is now a reservoir of goodwill for Speaker Johnson. Congress is more confident in their position than ever before. They don't care about the people. They don't believe they're ever going to be displaced from power. They don't think they're ever going to be primaried. Maybe one or two might. This is not a representative government. It's something completely different. Play cut 26.
This is politics. There is such a thing as a vote no, hope yes crowd in every caucus. I can go down that list and tell you the members have said, okay, you got the votes, you don't need me. So I think there's
That'd be a fun game. It's politics.
I'm not critical of anybody. The reality is we have overwhelming bipartisan support for each part of this package. It was structured in a way that it allowed members to both make the points they wanted to make, and frankly, if they needed political cover, do it. But it got done. So I'm pretty proud of the speaker.
He continues, the pride that he has, acting as if the members that voted against Ukraine funding actually wanted it to pass, as if this was not force-feeding the American people. The people do not remotely want this. Yet the imperial capital of D.C., the kingdom of Washington, D.C., is force-feeding this pile of trash down our throats. And they basically then just taunt you. It's like you're playing three-on-three basketball, and they just say, what are you going to do about it? Right in your face. They are now taking victory lap after victory lap. And wait till I read some of these headlines. Let's play cut 27.
Exactly.
But the point is, I don't think there's unified Democratic support. There was unified Democratic support to remove the speaker. I think both sides have now seen how dangerous this is, how irresponsible it is. And quite frankly, I think it's unlikely that Democrats who supported Ukraine, not as many supported Israel as we would have liked, but they did support Ukraine. I think they're unlikely to remove the speaker over that. Although, to be fair, they removed McCarthy after he did what he asked them to do, which was keep the government funded. But again, I don't think that's going to happen in this case. But if somebody wants to do it, it's within the rules and they can take their shot.
You hear what he said? He said that Democrats and Republicans, they really like Speaker Johnson. The power center of D.C. is built on agreement. Agreement to keep the borders open, the wars continuing. Let me summarize this for you. The last 10 days. The borrowing goes uninterrupted. The spying will continue. And the wars will never end. Play cut 28.
But the point is, he's gotten a lot done. I think people admire him. They genuinely like him. They all respect him. Every single Republican voted for him. I don't think that any other person could have done that at the time other than Mike Johnson. So the reservoir of goodwill is enormous. I think he's much stronger than the people seem to think. And I think he's demonstrated that by what he's passed.
The reservoir of goodwill. This is a Republican from Oklahoma, head of the Appropriations Committee, a powerful Republican. They're taunting you. They won. The country lost. The people don't get their way. And he basically says, take your best shot. What are you going to do about it? We're in charge. You aren't. And then he just shrugs his shoulders and says, good luck. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. Who is Speaker of the House? Again, if you want just nice talking points, there's other shows for that. This is tough stuff. You got to dig in. I'm going to tell you the good news, by the way. There's some good news about all this. And the good news is that this outrageous display this last weekend does help Trump, and Trump is going to use it to his advantage. And we'll get to that in a second. But who is the Speaker of the House? We never took over the House. That's the sad reality I have to tell you today. It was all a mirage. Speaker Jeffries is Speaker of the House. Remember back in the fall when I said, if you remove Kevin McCarthy, you might get Speaker Jeffries? Little did I know, he was already Speaker. And I will say this, Kevin McCarthy was a better Speaker of the House than Mike Johnson. Kevin McCarthy never pretended to be a Christian conservative. Kevin McCarthy did not pretend to be one of us. Kevin McCarthy was a DC ambitious political figure that was willing to cut deals with the base. Kevin McCarthy feared his right flank and was willing to play ball. Speaker Johnson doesn't fear his right flank. Speaker Johnson has now gone more and more to the left and has built a uniparty coalition. Remember when I said that you're going to get a consensus speaker and everyone said, that's never going to happen. You already have it. Front page of Axios. Hakeem Jeffries emerges as Congress's shadow speaker. Speaker Johnson just threw up his hands in common cause with the Democrats. Republicans do not control the House of Representatives. Republicans do not control the House. It is a simulation. Hakeem Jeffries found himself in an unusual position for a minority leader last week. It was he, not the House Speaker, who had the ultimate power to decide whether legislation came to the floor. Let me read another piece of a quote here. Quote, Democrats got everything they wanted. A $95 billion foreign aid bill. They got the credit for passing it, and adversaries were more divided than ever. Quote, a total victory. You never took over the House. Democrats have been in control. And somebody said, but Charlie, what about all the committees? Okay, what about the committees? What can anyone say a tangible deliverable from the committees? We still have not released all the January 6 tapes. Okay, we got a couple people to admit that they had Catholics on the FBI watch list. Okay, but we knew that already. We impeached Mayorkas, that was dead on arrival in the Senate. Can you inform me a single takeaway or deliverable from the oversight committees? Okay, we got rid of the January 6th committee. That was good. Did we prove the Biden crime family stuff? Well, it's all there. Comer's done a good job. Nothing's been done with it. Nothing's been done with it. Have we been able to use oversight to secure our southern border? No, the border is more porous than ever before. Schumer was gloating. Biden was gloating. Morning Joe was gloating. I suppose the only thing you could say that this House did is that we did not get D.C. and Puerto Rico added as states and the Electoral College still exists. So for that, I mean, those are big things. Here's the victory lap. I was watching my morning dose of MSNBC. Speaker Johnson is a fan favorite at MSNBC. Say what you will about Kevin McCarthy. He never was complimented by MSNBC. He was at war with MSNBC. Play cut 12.
This week, let's celebrate for a minute that the system worked this week, and it worked on a couple of levels, that a human being, an individual, a profound courage, stood up and did the right thing and was not tribal for the moment and went against and put his job on the line. And the checks and balances that are supposed to be there worked in that we had the right person in the right place. I just felt so good, despite all the bad in the world, that, wait a second, yes, we can have a Republican stand up.
He just feels so good. And what exactly did we do this weekend? $60 billion to Ukraine on top of the anywhere between $150 and $200 billion already sent. $26 billion to Israel, $8 billion to Taiwan, $6 billion to pro-Hamas NGOs while they're occupying our college campuses. CNN.com. By passing Ukraine aid, Johnson became an unlikely Churchill. You better believe that Mike Johnson, being the nerd that he is, read this. He probably said, ooh, I feel good about myself. Shame on anyone who defends Mike Johnson. The world is in flames and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster. But it can't and won't ruin my day. Why? Because I start my day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee. It's 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, you got to check out right now blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie or use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Check it out. Promo code Charlie. How about this one, everybody? I had them printed out for me because I couldn't help myself. By passing Ukraine aid, Johnson becomes an unlikely Churchill. You think Mike Johnson is Churchill? He probably has this framed right up there. You better believe, and I got to read the subhead. It's too much. The House Speaker showed political courage and notable legislative skill and put his own job on the line in the process. Now, I'm not going to go, I try never do this. I'm not going to say that somebody is or is not a Christian. But is this how Christians should act? I mean that. Should Christians act like this? In a sea of lies and deceit? Celebrating sending more money overseas so that more young men could be slaughtered? Is that a Christian value? Let me tell you one of the things that bothers me the most about Mike Johnson. And you know my backstory with him. We were spicy and intense to a grace period to now you know where we are. Where Mike Johnson now gives a bad name to all Christian leaders. People now think Christians are worms in government. This is exactly why it says in the Ten Commandments, do not carry the Lord's name in vain. This is Mike Johnson carrying the Lord's name in vain. I believe he violated one of the Ten Commandments. I really do. in the name of God, he funds a no-win war where tens of thousands of people are going to die. In the name of God, he lied to us about the border. And now non-Christians look at Mike Johnson and they think that they're pathetic, easily manipulated. Mike Johnson, where is your faith? You got a couple intel briefings and you thought the world was going to fall apart? Now, let me address the FISA things. I think it's super important. Mike Johnson, one of his last text messages to me, said, oh, you know, a lot of innocent people are going to die if we don't have FISA without the warrant requirement. First of all, that's a lie. But second of all, wait, then should we take all the guns away, Mike Johnson? Should we have mass gun confiscation? Should we take the cars away? Should we take away all speech too? So your position is that anything that threatens safety in exchange for liberty, we must eliminate and eradicate. What about matches? Fires kill a lot of people, Mike Johnson. This is a man filled with fear. By passing Ukraine aid, Johnson became an unlikely Churchill. He's a very insecure person. You could tell that he actually is enjoying this. For someone who never wanted to be speaker, he certainly is enjoying being speaker. I want to repeat this. He lied to us for months. He literally guaranteed this wouldn't happen. He guaranteed this wouldn't happen. This is the key. He lied, and he lied in the name of God. How do I say such a thing as this? Can you guys pull up his fundraising appeal? Tucker Carlson tweeted it out. He is fundraising in the name of God, saying, I got down on my knees asking God what the right course is. Look, Mike Johnson, if God is telling you to go keep on funding a war that's effectively eliminating a generation of Ukrainian young men, you're praying to the wrong God, man. That is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What is his fundraising appeal? Let's put this up here. Again, I'm not saying he's not a Christian. I'm not going that far. I don't do that. Only God makes those sort of measurements. I'm saying he's not acting like one, and he's doing great damage to the country and the kingdom. So let me read his fundraising appeal. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. When I heard that aloud for the first time, it was truly a surreal experience. I never longed for the perks and prestige of public office like so many in D.C. You see, I work from before dawn till after dusk for an audience of one, our Creator, my Lord, Jesus Christ. I'm telling you this because I'm your House Speaker, and you deserve to know who I am and exactly what I stand for. But more than that, I'm asking you to become my partner in restoring America to what it once was, a shining city on a hill and a bastion for people to worship their Creator freely. Blake says in the chat, if I yell loud enough, will it please end? This is so cringe. He sent out these nauseating text messages. I serve an audience of one. God is my judge. I believe either Michael or Daniel actually means God is my judge. You guys can fact check me on that. I think Michael actually means God. Michael means God is my strength. Daniel means God. You guys can fact check me on that. That's Michael because his name is Mike. So yeah, I think, can you guys check that? I think Michael means God is my, it's like a play on words. He thinks he's being really cute. Speaker Johnson said, I didn't want to believe it at first, but I fear God may allow our nation to enter into a time of judgment for our collective sins. The only question is he going to give us one more chance to restore our foundations and return to him? So let me understand this, Mike Johnson. You violated at least two of the Ten Commandments when you passed this bill. At least two. Thou shalt not give false testimony, and thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain, or in the Hebrew, thou shalt not carry the Lord's name in vain. Why do you keep on acting as if you're this great Christian? And more importantly, why do Christians keep on defending him? What is that all about? Is the Christian thing to go send cluster bombs out to a foreign power so they can go kill a bunch of Russians? Is that, blessed are the peacemakers, our Lord and Savior said. Mike Johnson is not a peacemaker. He's a warmonger. Oh, and the secular media loves him. You will know a person based on their enemies. Let's continue here on the victory lap that Mike Johnson is enjoying. Play cut 19.
Well, I will say inside the White House, the belief has been we need this money so we can move both sides toward a settlement. Without this money, Putin goes wherever he wants to go.
with this support, with the United States and Europe behind Zelensky's fight, behind Ukraine's fight, that's the best hope of ending this war. And very grateful that that Mike Johnson listened and came out, did the right thing,
made his own decision,
put his job on the line.
What do they call that?
And that's courage.
Profile and courage.
In this case, that's courage. Applause going up along the Ukrainian line. The Russian invaders enraged that America was still there to fight.
By the way, Daniel means God is my judge, not Michael. I just looked it up. I knew it was either Daniel or Michael. Our own military and our regime is good with this because it's Ukrainian boys dying, not American. But honestly, I'm not okay with this. First, the obligation of the U.S. government is to American citizens. Funding this war in Ukraine is not in America's interest. We should be trying to negotiate a peace settlement. Number two, I believe in the universal promise of e pluribus unum. We're all made in the image of God. And I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I was Mike Johnson authorizing funding to go turn the Ukrainian boys into a meat grinder. And understand this, and Ryan makes a great point in the chat here. But if America is now attacked, funding all of these proxy wars puts America at risk and our stockpile is depleted. Mike Johnson neglected our safety for foreigners. And this is on top of his FISA betrayal, his constitutional shredding. So I take very seriously when someone in the government says, I am a Christian. I then hold you to a high standard. You know why? Because I believe that if you're actually a Christian, you're transformed from within to be born new, as it says in John 3, in Jesus Christ. Now, if you're Kevin McCarthy and you say, I just want power, I'm going to hold you to a lower standard. Because you're not all of a sudden invoking the eternal, the divine, the most beautiful and true thing. Mike Johnson is invoking the divine. In his fundraising appeals, can we put this back up on screen? He's raising money in the name of God. I serve an audience of one. God is my judge. It's Speaker Johnson. Learn more about my mission to glorify him. If I give $50, can I make this stop? Learn more about my mission to glorify him? You do not have to be a Christian to be repulsed by this, because what he has done is exactly why, again, Johnson says God is my judge, and Johnson will have to then face in front of a judgmental God what he has done this last weekend, which is lie, steal, cheat, destroy, deceive. Is Mike Johnson, he did evil in the name of God. He did something reprehensible in the name of God. Now, some of you might say we should not judge Mike Johnson as a Christian. Hold on. 1 Corinthians 5, it isn't my responsibility to judge outsiders, but it certainly is your responsibility to judge those inside the church who are sinning. Big difference. He invokes the name of God. He raises money in the name of God. He passes cluster bombs and war funding so people can die in the name of God. Where's the evidence that this guy's actually a Christian? Or is he LARPing as one? Live action role playing. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. I talked to you about how horrible nutrition has become for people in our ultra-processed food society. Truth is, it's even worse for our beloved dogs. Seen dog food lately? It's more like dead food. Mr. Briggs is our best friend, and the more adventurous we are, I've realized his food is the most important thing ensuring he's healthy. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has invested everything into bringing our dogs food to life. He created Rough Greens, not dog food. It's a natural supplement to your dog's existing food. Full of essential vitamins and minerals and made right here in America, you don't have to change your dog's food. Just adding Rough Greens to their existing diet will be the best decision you ever made to improve their life. Mr. Briggs has more energy, plays longer, and is overall the best version of himself. Dr. Black is so confident that this will change your dog's life, he is providing a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping. Head to roughgreens.com/Kirk. That is ruffgreens.com/Kirk. Go to roughgreens.com/Kirk to grab yours today, roughgreens.com/Kirk. Zelensky talks about how America will stay with Ukraine and protect democracy in the world. Just as a reminder, House Republicans, Speaker Johnson, he didn't follow the 72-hour rule, $300 million was just passed for the Border Patrol of Ukraine. Play cut 23.
This aid will strengthen Ukraine and send the Kremlin a powerful signal that it will not be the second Afghanistan. The United States will stay with Ukraine, will protect the Ukrainians, and they will protect, they'll protect democracy in the world. This is the show of leadership and strength of the United States.
Democracy. When's the last time you held an election, pal? Can you send me the election results recently? Oh, we're at war. Abraham Lincoln did an election during war. Such a great pillar of democracy that he bans opposition press. Is this the democracy that we're trying to fight and protect? He bans opposition parties, arrests his enemies, shuts down a church. This is the example of democracy, arrests priests and nuns. And of course, we've known for a while, according to Seymour Hersh and others, he's just outright stealing the money of the U.S. Treasury. But it's even worse than that. I made this point on Twitter X over the weekend. Jack Posobiec repeated it on Steve Bannon's program, which is the politics of Ukraine money. The CIA chief, William Burns, he came out recently and he said he's very worried if this money did not get to Ukraine quickly, that Kiev could fall. Joe Biden was very worried that he was going to have a Kabul 2.0 in August or September. You had to get that money there as quickly as possible to try to thwart a political disaster. So Mike Johnson just bailed out Joe Biden. Mike Johnson just improved Joe Biden's reelection chances. Do you know Joe Biden went up in the betting markets and the probability markets of getting reelected as a president? Because Joe Biden runs this Congress. No serious person in D.C. believes Ukraine can win the war with just $60 billion. This will be a bottomless pit. And Russia, a rather wealthy country, has converted their entire country into a war economy. They are now doubling and tripling and quadrupling down. There is real concern that Ukraine will collapse and Kiev could fall by Labor Day, triggering a major political crisis for Biden right before the election. This new pile of cash is only meant to hold off Putin just long enough so Biden doesn't have Kabul 2.0 right before early ballots are sent out. Republicans just sent your taxpayer dollars overseas for a no-win war to help slaughter more Ukrainian men to help Biden get reelected. That's a nice campaign donation for Joe Biden, brought to you by Mike Johnson. And let's put this up on screen. Over the weekend, the probability markets, the betting markets, would tend to actually be rather accurate. They've increased Joe Biden's likelihood of becoming president because they see what we see, which is that this aid package was a major boon to Joe Biden. At the very least, this will keep the killing, this will keep the slaughtering, this will keep the murdering continuing with kind of in the trenches without major movements. Remember, peace deals were snubbed early in the war. Boris Johnson flew to Budapest. Boris Johnson flew to Istanbul. There was that huge meeting in Istanbul. They dispatched that moron, Kamala Harris, to the Munich Security Conference right before Putin invaded. And Kamala Harris read off a teleprompter that was written by the intel agencies that said, if you invade, essentially, Vladimir Putin, Ukraine is going to potentially join NATO. Mocking and taunting. So let's summarize all this. We do not have a representative form of government. You, the Republican base, you, the conservatives, have been begging for some opposition force in Washington, D.C. 85% of you do not want more money to Ukraine. 99% of our audience, but 85% of Republican voters. And yet 80% of Republican voters vote for this. And they're force feeding it. The borrowing goes interrupted. And it's not as if we're a fiscally solvent country. We just spent another $100 billion on foreign aid on top of the $250 billion that we spent on foreign aid. And we're borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. And they believe they're untouchable because they are right now. And they laugh at you. And they do it in the name of God. And they smirk at you. And they mock you. And they taunt you. Because they believe they're untouchable. And right now they are. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.